You're listening to the podcast, The E at the End is Silent. This is a podcast about creators, where we interview our favorite authors, game programmers, musicians, makers, streamers, and artists of all kinds. Call us at 856-67-SULLY, that is 856-677-8559. Your question may be used in a later episode.
Greetings, podcast listeners. This is Dan, a.k.a. Tech Sully here. We continue our focus on creators and crafters in the maker community. Right now, the news is awful. Just awful. But you know what? You take care of what you can. You take care of who you love. And this is the most important part, at least right now for us. Make something you're passionate about. It's hard to be down and depressed if you're working, making something that you love, that you're proud of. To that end, we're going to cover podcasts on here. It shouldn't surprise you that we love podcasting, and since I commute for 15 hours a week or more, I listen to scads of podcasts. These shows are created by folks that love what they're talking about, and the passion is infectious. I'm always on the hunt for new podcasts, and hang around the end of this podcast, and I'll tell you what we're looking for in podcasts to cover on this show. This isn't going to be a rating system. I'm not going to give them a 5 stars, a 4 stars. I'm going to cover podcasts that are worth listening to. There are tons of them out there. And yeah, they're not all the top ones on iTunes. There's people out there who make things, who are passionate about what they do. And they're worth listening because these are people who are fanatically in love with the subject matter they're telling you about. So, here for my first podcast suggestion, the Reclaimed Audio Podcast. Now, if you're an old maker, old school maker, you're thinking, everybody knows about this podcast. But I checked, it's not in the top 20 hobby podcasts on iTunes. And it's a fantastic podcast if you're into reusing materials. Right now, I'm recording this in my garage because I can't get anybody to leave me alone for 30 seconds in my house. But within eyeshot here, I have all the things I've collected to make stuff out of. I've got little chunks of railroad stuff that I was given by a railroad company, and I've got aluminum cans that we're going to melt down and cast into something. Some old paint cans that I use to store my tools in. And the point about the Reclaimed Audio Podcast is you don't have to go to your local Lowe's, Home Depot, or whatever and buy all the new materials. You can find those things. People throw them out all the time. You can take a old dining table and turn it into an amazing dining room table. If parts of it are in rough shape, you can turn it into a couple of bookends or an end table, something like that. And so that's what these guys talk about. It's they're just about to hit 100 episodes. So the audio quality on the podcast is excellent. They take the time to edit it. As you can tell, I don't have the time to edit this one this week. You'll hear all my ums and uhs in here. Now, the hosts are Bill Lutz, Phil Pinsky, and Tim Sway. And if you've ever searched YouTube for someone making a guitar, you probably end up seeing Jimmy DiResta and his Guntar. But then if you click the links on the side, chances are that is Tim Sway on there. He's made all kinds of guitars and bass guitars. He was a professional musician for a while, and now he does the reclaimed and upcycled thing full time. He does a ton of guitars out of really neat materials. So pieces of found hardware and a door, things like that. It's really worth looking at his YouTube, but they don't talk about that ton on the podcast. The top podcast focuses more on kind of the ins and outs of being a maker and working with reclaimed materials. So, let's see, I lost my place where I was in my notes. Oh yeah. So anyway, if you're on YouTube, you also see, Phil Pinsky. He also has a bunch of videos there. And even though they work with reclaimed materials, their tools are top-notch tools. Phil and Tim both have CNC machines, and they use those to great effect. Phil has a video up where he makes a table for his CNC machine out of stuff he's reclaimed. So it's all about making what you have work, and using what you have to make something with. So yeah, the hosts are from U.S. and Canada. It's an English podcast. Phil and Tim, they're big YouTubers. Bill, he's on YouTube, but he's only got about 40 videos. So he's kind of Bill, kind of on the podcast, kind of represents us everymen, the guys who don't have a CNC machine, those kinds of things. Sorry, I'm jumping all around. The episodes have a theme, usually from a user's listener question, such as how to get material to work with, the ethics of what you can take and when you can take something from the curb, and the best places to get stuff from. And I'll tell you from my personal experience, get to know your local cabinet maker. If you're like me and you make things out of metal, they have these saw blades that they sharpen and resharpen and resharpen. They cost a couple hundred dollars when they first buy them. And then when they get to the point where they can't sharpen them anymore, they can't bring themselves to throw them out, and they'll gladly give them to you. And that is some fantastic steel for making marking knives and awls and chef's knives, all kinds. It's good steel in those. Some of them don't melt quite right, but sorry, I'm getting off topic. But anyway, yeah, you can search for the episode topic that suits your interest, or just listen along with them. They stay pretty focused, but they're friends. They laugh and joke as you'd expect old friends to do. One of my favorite parts of each one of the episodes is Bill tosses out a groaner joke, and it cracks Bill up, not always the other two guys. And then you'll hear Phil or Tim valiantly trying to drag the show back on track. To more or less effect. It's pretty funny. Tim and Phil, they're professionals. Bill Lutz is the hobbyist. So when Phil and Tim are they're talking CNCs, Bill has our perspective. If you're like me, you're a normie who turns a wrench, and he translates and or gives perspective. And I think on a recent episode he said he wouldn't own a CNC. So I kind of appreciate that thought. I mean, in my day job, I work with computers all the time. I do woodworking and metalworking to get away from computers. So yeah, I kind of share Bill's thought there, or at least maybe I'm reading in too much, but that's me. I don't think I think I'd enjoy building a CNC machine for work, but I wouldn't want to use it for my hobby. So. By the way, oh, sorry. You know what I'm saying? CNC. It's a computer controlled cutting machine that cuts out parts that you can fix together. The other things, kind of 3D printers, is another thing that's in that same world where it's cool, but it's not for me. At least not at the moment. So, Tim's way. Kind of incidentally, speaking of hand tools, though, he just released one called the Square, and spelled Squayre, and it's an amazing all-in-one kind of tool. It's a marking knife, a square, a card scraper, and all. It's got little guides on there for dowel sizes and measurements. Down the two sides of the square. It's a neat little tool, so I'm gonna link that in the show notes here. It's not this isn't an ad. Tim's not paying me. I just thought it was a neat tool, and somebody whose podcast I've been listening to. I'm definitely gonna get one for myself at some point. If you go to timsway.net slash squayre.php, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a neat looking tool there. So the guys, they don't spend their entire time talking about their YouTube channels, but if you do watch their YouTube channels, it gives you a context to see what they're talking about. A good example, Tim made a neat xylophone that twist, like a double helix, for a sponsored art project. And you get to hear him talking about it a little bit on the podcast and on the social media, Instagram, and on YouTube. If you follow him all those places, you get to see little slices of everything he did to do this. And the whole thing is fascinating, all the way to creating it up and getting it up to where it needed to be seen. So, yeah, I often listen to podcasts in the car with my kids, and this podcast meets the listen to it in the car with the kids. But that said, and they also, they work hard to, I'm guessing through the editing, if I have money on it, I bet, Bill will be the one that makes it, hard to edit down to PG-13. But they do actually try to stay, under the PG-13, level there. Although you can listen to it with your kids in the car, but unless your kids are really into, working with reclaimed wood and metal and working with tools, they're probably not going to be, oh, mommy, daddy, please put on reclaimed audio. So, yeah, you're not going to see that. But anyway, if I'm going to put all the links for their podcast and then their individual websites on the show notes for this episode. But you can also just go to soundcloud.com/reclaimedaudiopodcast. That's a pretty easy URL there. And so that's my take on why you should listen to Reclaimed Audio. But you're thinking, hey, Sully, there's this other podcast I know you love. How do I tell you about it? Well, post it in the comments down below. Tag me on Twitter, at Landimal, L-A-N-D-I-M-A-L, or at the podcast. That's the podcast. There's an E at the end. And we're looking for podcasts that aren't in the iTunes top 10 in their category, preferably that are small enough to not have ads and need the exposure of all of your 3,000 pairs of ears and eyes. And we'll give them a shout out. And then I'd dearly love to start interviewing some of the people after we say nice things about them here on the podcast. My promise to you is if I'm able to choose it for the show, I'm going to listen to three of the podcasts, usually the first episode to see where they're getting their feet underneath them, the last episode they did, and then a random number in the middle episodes. And so kind of see how they've progressed and kind of how they go. So, if you've got your own podcast, send us a link, and I'll guarantee I'll listen to at least three of your episodes. As long as you're not one of those four-hour podcasts. That's the only thing I ask is, please, none of these four-hour podcasts. I've gone through a couple of those, and it's kind of nice to go through my Monday and Tuesday and part of my Wednesday commute listening to just one podcast. But by the same token, variety is the spice of life. Say what you want to talk about and get it out there. But, yeah, brevity is the soul of wit. So, anyway, thanks. Tech Sully out, and I'll look forward to hearing from you guys soon.
End of episode. Find us online at ThePodcast. Call us at 856-677-8559. Thanks for listening.